It's not happening that well. So I want you to come to my desk. Here's George. George, this is Randy. That's Rebecca.
George.
Let me grab a chair for George.
All right.
Let me get a chair.
Hey, George. Hey, this is the wrong type of
phone. Grab my chair.
I need a
WMA.
I can do it.
WMA, WWF, I don't know. Okay. Here we go. And I know how to do this part. Okay. This is your 911 call.
Boy, Denver Police Department. Sorry, I'm being recorded, but Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy.
Okay, real suspicious guy. Okay, one more time. Why suspicious?
It was raining. He was looking into the houses, looking behind, looking at me. He wasn't walking quickly to get out of the rain. It didn't look like he was, like, trying to head home. He didn't look like a hardcore athlete that wanted to, like, train in the rain or anything. He just looked out of place.
Okay.
Retreat East Circle. The best address I can give you is 111 Retreat East Circle. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something.
On drugs, why?
Oh, because he just kept looking around, looking behind him, looking, just kept shifting where he was looking.
It's raining, and he's just walking around, looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes.
Did you see the color of his pants?
He was just staring.
Oh, he's just walking around the area?
At all the houses.
Okay.
Now he's just staring at me.
Okay, it's 111.
Okay, when you explained it to me, you said you had pulled over initially at the clubhouse, correct? Okay, but it seemed so fast, and then I thought you told me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you said they asked you, can you still see him, and you told them you couldn't, and you asked, and they said, well, get to where you can see where he's at. And you told me it's at that point you move.
Yes.
Now you're saying he's coming up to your car. Does that mean you've already, at this point in the tape, you're already on Twin Tree Street you didn't know the name of at the time?
Oh, no. I called when I was at the clubhouse.
Okay. But he's walking up to your car now, right?
Yes.
On the tape? Because you're saying he's walking up.
Yes.
You're talking about when you've already left the clubhouse and now you're around the corner.
No, ma'am.
But you're still at the clubhouse when he does this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One retrieve you or 111?
That's the clubhouse.
That's the clubhouse. Do you know what he's near the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband.
Okay, close it with this. Where's it? Where are you at now? Are you still at the clubhouse?
I think I'm still at the clubhouse. Yes.
Okay. And he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he looks?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you moved yet?
Something's wrong.
I don't think so.
You're still in front of the clubhouse?
I think so.
On Retreat View Circle?
Yes, ma'am. I don't remember even saying he had a button on his shirt.
Okay.
No. What's wrong with him?
Something's wrong with him.
Yeah. Something's wrong with him.
What's that status? What's his name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what he's dealing.
Where are you at now? Are you still in front of the clubhouse?
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay? Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away.
That statement. These assholes. What's behind that?
People that victimized the neighborhood.
Didn't you just tell us from there that a week earlier they made an arrest?
Yes, ma'am.
They don't always get away.
No.
Good point.
Yeah. When you come to the clubhouse, you come straight in and make a left.
What's happening now? Are you guys walking now? Is he walking?
No, I was parked where I could see him.
Okay, so you're definitely not in front of the clubhouse anymore at this point.
No. So you're ahead of him?
No, I was behind him.
Okay. So he walked to your car, then walked on his path, and you were behind him?
Yes, sir. Okay. When I was at the clubhouse, he walked.
Are you driving slowly or something?
No, I pulled over and stopped before I called.
Actually, you would go past the clubhouse.
Okay, so it's on the left-hand side from the clubhouse?
No, you go in straight through the entrance, and then you make a left. You go straight in, don't turn and make a left. Shit, he's running.
Okay. Full sprint, full long flight, jogging, trotting. Describe the run.
I don't remember. Because I was on the phone. So quickly.
I understand that, George, but like I said, it's if it was a bicycle theft, I could say okay, but it's kind of important. I mean, was he running as to evade you, get away from you, maybe he got tired of getting wet in the rain? What kind of run was it? I mean, it sounds like he's running as to get away from you.
I don't know why he was running.
But what kind of run was it? Can't say?
He's running. Which way is he running?
Okay, is that you getting out of the car?
Yes.
Okay.
So as soon as he runs, you're getting out of the car to follow him.
When he says, which way are you running, I turn off the
engine. No.
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay, which entrance is that?
At that point, you're out of the car?
I think so.
Okay, so you basically jumped out of the car to see where he was going.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's not fear. You know what I mean? Yes. That's one of the problems that I have, the whole thing. I don't have problems at all. It's just, it's going to be a problem.
Heading towards
the back entrance.
I wasn't running.
Are you following him?
What is that you whispered?
Yeah, entrance.
Fucking what?
Punk.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need...
Okay.
You just do that.
Okay.
Alright, sir, what is your name?
At the point where you said, are you following him, and you said, be able to do that, what went through your mind?
He's right.
So you should have stopped and went back to your vehicle.
I still wanted to give him an address.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
All right, sir, what is your name?
George. He ran.
All right.
He said he ran again. Okay. This is because you don't see him? So at this point, he has to be hiding from you.
I don't know where.
Well,
I don't see.
Well, the laws of physics says that he's hiding from you at this point. He could not have made it home. He came back to attack you in that time. So, what's your account is that you don't see him at this point. You're at the T now, right? Here's the pavement. Correct. You're looking down that way, that passage. Where are you at?
Once he told me not to follow him, and I wasn't following him. I was just going in the same direction he was. Once he
That's
said,
following.
Well, I thought, I mean...
If you were... Okay.
Long gone.
Okay. I mean, so you basically wrote it off. I mean...
Right. I was on the other side. I was on Retreat View Circle at that time.
Okay.
The other day, again, these are the questions that we're going to have to be able to explain to people. The other day you told me you got out of the car because dispatch was asking your location and you wanted to orient yourself. You did not tell me that you said, oh shit, he's running, and then got out of the car and went in that same direction at the same time. You see where the problem is?
Yes, sir.
And I asked you, did you look for him? And you told me no.
I don't remember.
You told me the reason that you got out of your car was to get an address.
Yes. Correct.
But you decide to get the address a fraction of a second after you say, oh shit, he's running. And then it sounds like you're running too.
Because it was fast walking, maybe?
No, it was just windy.
It was.
Hey, George, what's your last name?
Zimmerman.
And George, what's the phone number you're calling from?
407-435.
Where are you at now?
240.
I don't achieve you, sir.
Okay.
00.
All right, George, we do have him on the way. Do you want to meet with the officer when they get out there?
Yeah.
All right, where are you going to meet with them at?
If they come in through the gate, tell them to go straight past the clubhouse.
What are you doing right now?
Walking back in the car.
And straight past the clubhouse. And
okay, if I time this portion, this is important, okay? I almost got to reconstruct this.
If they
when do you start walking back to your car?
The gate, the back entrance.
Are you following them?
Now you're going towards the retreat view, right?
Don't need you to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sir. What is your name?
George. He ran.
Okay, where are you at now?
All right, George. What's your last name?
Okay. Is that 241? Okay.
Zimmerman.
And George, what's the phone number you're calling from?
Okay, welcome back to your car.
407-435-2400.
All right, George, we do have them on the way. Do you want to meet with the officer when they get out there?
Yeah.
All right, where are you going to meet with them at?
If they come in through the gate, tell them to go straight past the clubhouse. And straight past the clubhouse and make a left. And then they go past the mailboxes. You'll see my truck.
Okay, what address are you parked in front of?
I don't know. It's a cut through, so I don't know the address.
Okay, do you live in the area?
Yeah.
What's your apartment number?
It's a home. It's 1950. Oh, crap. I don't want to get that loud. I don't know where this kid is.
Okay, do you want to just be with them right near the mailboxes, then?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, George, I'll let him know to meet you with you out there.
Actually,
okay?
could you have him call me and I'll tell him where I'm at?
Okay, yeah, that's no problem.
You need my number or you got it?
Yeah, I got it. 407-435-2400.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, no problem. I'll let him know to call you when they're in the area.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's
84 seconds. From the point where you were walking back to your car from Retreat View to Twin Tree, basically. That's a minute and 20 seconds. You stopped at the T.
No, I walked through. I stopped on Retreat View Circle.
That's where you were standing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you didn't get back into your car?
No, sir.
Why not?
I was...
You're in the rain. You're getting wet. You're on the phone.
Because I was waiting. I had light there. Where I was at, and I was trying to hit my flashlight. I didn't want to walk back through without light.
Okay, a minute and 20 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, you're in the rain getting wet. You wrote this guy off, basically. You're going to meet the police. Okay. You see where the obstacle is here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to think about that. So I am speaking for you, to everybody. I'm trying to try to do the best I can here.
Yes, sir.
It's a minute and 20 seconds. Doesn't sound like you were saying... Well, it doesn't sound like you quite recall exactly what happened at that point, okay? Let me finish this off here. That answers something else. This is the right. Okay.
Okay, can I ask? My concern is also this. Oh, shit, he's running. And I'm getting out of my car in an instant to make sure I don't lose sight of this guy. That's what it sounds like. Are you following him? Because that's what it sounds like you're doing. That's why he asked you the question. It sounded to the dispatcher, likely, that you were running. And that's why he asked you that question. Are you following him? And your answer is yes. Okay? But then you get to the other side, and you're concerned about walking past this guy when you've already been chasing him, essentially. And he's telling you to go back to your car, and now you want to pretend, or not pretend, you want us to believe that you're concerned about having a flashlight to move back where you just ran?
You're looking
trying
for
to catch
him.
Up to him. See what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, it sounds like you're looking for him.
You brought a flashlight with you.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted to be able to see him.
You want to catch him. You want to catch the bad guy.
It doesn't... That's...
Fucking punk can't get away. Listen, we're outside that interrogation room, okay? We are in a whole different area right here, okay? This is where, you know what I mean, this is why I took you out of there. So you can hear this. So I can recall your memory and let you see if they say, if you say you walk back to your car and you stood outside your car for a moment, they're not going to believe anything I got to say. And that's what I'm saying. Is there anything that you need to clarify right now? Did you pursue this kid? Did you want to catch him?
No.
Okay, it's not you. It's not what you're about.
No.
Why did you tell them? Never mind. Just have them call me when they get here and I'll tell them where I'm at.
I was frustrated that I couldn't think of the street name.
But you were going to be back in your car from that distance in less than 15 or 20 seconds. So why would they need to call you?
I felt like I didn't give them an adequate description of where I was from the clubhouse.
Because okay. Know what the impression would be is that you're going to continue to look and when they get here you should tell them where you're at that point. See what I'm saying? Well, no, never mind.
Just keep them
out. Tell them to call me when they get here, and I'll tell them where I'm at. Meaning I might not be at my car, where I just told them I would be.
Let me know. We're here working for you here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what got to open your mind, okay? And if there's anything that needs to be changed, this is it. We can't do this anymore, okay? To this one.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
You hear that voice in the background?
No, sir.
See both, I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming. 911, do you need police, fire, medical? Maybe both, I'm not sure. There's
That's
just
you.
Someone screaming outside.
Hey, what's the address that they're near?
1211 Twin Trees Lane.
Twin Trees Lane? Is this in the Twin Lake Towns in Sanford?
Yes.
Okay, and is it a male or a female?
Are you hearing yourself?
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
It doesn't even sound like
I don't know why. I think you're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone quick. Say, stop.
Okay. Does he look hurt to you?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your...
Okay, right there. He smothered you. Correct. At what point did he smother you? Was it right before you shot him?
Right, yes, sir.
Okay. Immediately behind the shot?
I don't remember.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
I need to give you an approximate time when he started smothering you.
I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Hey, what's the address that they're near?
1211.
That's you yelling for help.
Twin Trees Lane. Is this in the Twin Lake Towns in Sanford?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a male or a female?
Help me, help me.
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone quick. Say, stop.
Okay. Does he look hurt to you?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your...
That's very sad.
There's gunshot.
Can you recall? At what point this altercation happened? Prior to you shooting him, he was on you, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you were able to reach into your holster?
Yes, sir.
You shot him at point blank range. He was on top of you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where though that yelling, nobody came out to help you. And I can't pinpoint where you were smothered. That's the problem that I'm having. And nobody's saying they saw him smothering you. People were saying they saw you on top of you, but they didn't see about the smothering part. So.
When we're listening to the screaming, it doesn't sound like there's a hesitation for screaming. It sounds like it's continuous. Someone who knows, it's gonna stop. But we don't hear it stop.
And we don't hear him at all either. Is he being quiet? Is he whispering to you or something?
He's telling me to shut the fuck up.
Is he calm?
No, he's like angry.
I don't hear him though.
Is he shouting it or was he?
No, he's on top of me. He's telling me, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
And then when he saw you had a gun at that point, do you think he might have saw you had a gun when you guys were standing before he punched you?
No, sir.
No way, no how?
No, sir.
Was it totally concealed under that jacket?
Totally.
You couldn't have got a glimpse of it? Accidentally?
I walk around Walmart all the time, and no one has ever seen it.
Well, and once again, getting back to the beginning, what was the provocation from punching you other than the fact you were following him that you can think of? Why are you so mad at you?
I've gone through it a million times.
This guy goes through a lot of more heads too. Alright. So do you need to go to the beach for a little while? With your wife? Nobody's letting me go anywhere yet.